Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In this episode, we look at the role that guiding principles can play in your personal growth. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big G. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps. Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are going to be looking at guiding principles. This is not the first time that we've covered this topic, but it is a very important topic. It's something that, if done correctly, if utilized in our lives correctly, can be a massive, massive boon to our personal growth, our personal development. And so I want to really dive into it. I mean, even this show, or rather the concept behind this show, that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day, that is a guiding principle. That is how I personally live my life, how I approach personal development, how many people who listen to this show approaches their personal development. So it's a really important topic. We're going to be diving into it. Now, before we do that, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Getting your daily dose of vitamins and nutrients isn't always easy, because there's really no perfect diet. And no matter how well we try to eat, we're still likely going to be missing some things that our body needs to perform at its best to help us make good decisions and to help us stick to the habits and goals that we're trying to pursue. That's what Athletic Greens is for. I've been drinking Athletic Greens first thing in the morning, most mornings, and it's an awesome way to start my day. I get all the nutrients that I need for the day, leaving me feeling more energetic and able to focus just a little bit longer, which means I get more done each day, which is an awesome benefit, especially on those days when I stayed up late the night before to work and I didn't quite get enough sleep. You know, those nights that happen basically every night for me. On those days, Athletic Greens is a lifesaver. It's packed with adaptogens, vitamin C, probiotics, and a bunch of other things that your body will thank you for. And right now, Athletic Greens is giving my audience, listeners of this podcast, a special offer on top of their all-in-one formula, which is a free $99 liquid vitamin D supplement with your first purchase for additional immune support. That's free, just free when you make a purchase. How dope is that? So if you're looking to upgrade your multivitamin or take one nutritional formula that's going to help cover your daily nutritional bases, then you want to consider Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens makes getting as much high quality nutrition as possible incredibly easy without the need to buy multiple products. Make an investment in your health today and try the ultimate all-in-one wellness bundle and support your immunity, gut health, and energy by visiting athleticgreens.com/tinyleaps. You'll receive up to a year's supply of liquid vitamin D for free with your first purchase. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/tinyleaps. So you know where you want to go, and you maybe know how you want to get there. Your goals are set, your vision is clear, and your mission is front and center. Your ducks are all in a row, so to speak, and they're in a place where you can see them every single day. You're being reminded about those ducks every single day. Basically, you've been listening to this podcast and you've taken all of the advice that I've given. That's awesome. The path to where you are going is there. It's right there before you, and you know the steps you want to take, but no matter how prepared we might seem, research states that the majority of us will not achieve the life we really want to live. Now, there are a few reasons for this. There's a lot of reasons, and it really depends on so many factors. But a few of them are that we give up before we ever actually see any results. We start something, we go through the process, and we just stop before there is an opportunity for something good to happen. Another reason is that our life plan is not as well thought out as we think that they are. You know, maybe we just set a goal because everyone was doing it rather than because we really wanted it. Another reason is that we may not realize how difficult it actually is to make changes, and not just to make changes, but to get them to stick afterwards. There are countless stories of people who have made changes in their lives only to revert back as soon as something goes wrong. Another reason, we don't take action until we feel we're ready. We don't put things out because we feel they need to be perfect. We don't take chances because we're not 100% there yet. No doubt you have the tools. If you've been listening to this show, if you've listened to more than one episode of this show, you have the tools to pursue your life ambitions, but you're still not there. So let's add one more thing, one piece that might help push you over the edge. And that is a set of guiding principles. So what are guiding principles and how do they differ from values? Well, guiding principles are a wide-ranging philosophy that encompasses your personal beliefs, values, and guides you throughout life in all circumstances, regardless of changes in your goals or values. A great example can be found in the Girl Scout promise and law. Use resources wisely, be responsible for what I do and say, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. That is a guiding principle. Values, on the other hand, are internal, subjective, and they may change over time. Values are beliefs that are used to guide decisions. Guiding principles are central truths that are permanent, unchanging, and widespread in nature. Most importantly, guiding principles are actionable and generally result in outcomes as a result of that action. For example, when you're in your 30s, a value you may have would be starting a family. That's something important to you. However, when you reach your 60s and the kids have left home, the value is still important, but it is framed differently and leads you to make different decisions. You no longer want to start a family. You've already done that. But the guiding principles that you use to define that family, that you use to create the rules, the boundaries for that family, the expectations you have of those family members, those don't change. When developing your set of guiding principles, remember these are non-negotiable. When deciding on a specific outcome or action, your principles will help make that decision easier. So how can you go about developing that set of principles for yourself? Well, there are many examples all around us. One that I mentioned earlier is that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. That is a guiding principle in my life. That is something my father taught me, my mother taught me, my family taught me. Now you can adopt that or you can choose to build your own. You can start by defining your top values. What is it that is important to you in your life? Is it family, money, health, helping others, adventure, knowledge, all of the above? One value is not more important over another. They're different, but you do need to start recognizing what they are. Looking at the values you choose to live by is important because they in turn feed into your guiding principles. They help you build the foundation of them. And like we said earlier, your values may change over time, but the principles behind them will not. For example, you may value adventure in your life. You may no longer feel compelled to jump out of airplanes one day, but the principle of living your life out loud, of trying to do more and be bold, that's always going to be a part of you. Living a bold life is the guiding principle. Jumping out of airplanes or going into the desert and camping, that's your value. That is the thing that you're trying to do right now that is potentially temporary in terms of your interest. So there are a couple questions that can help out with recognizing what your guiding principles are and starting to craft them. And one thing I want to mention is that guiding principles are likely going to be different for every area of your life. The way you approach your personal development will be different than the way you approach your family, will be different than the way you approach your professional development. The things that you believe about these areas of your life will be different as well. And so it's valuable to start looking at these areas one by one and creating guiding principles, guiding philosophies around each of them. So let's look at the questions here. The first one is my life out of alignment with who I want to be? The life you live right now, is it in line with who you want to be? That vision for yourself, the things that you value in your life, are you sticking up to them? Are you doing them? Are you holding on to them and placing them front and center? If not, then that's an area that you can create some change. Another question, are the principles I live by truly mine, or were they handed down to me from someone else? Like I said, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Hopefully, over the last 600 plus episodes, you have started to internalize that. That's my guiding principle that I'm handing to you. Now, you can take that. You can use that as is. You can create a new version of that for yourself. You can shift it and modify it. But recognizing whether or not the principle you are following came from you and is adapted for your life, or is just something someone else placed on you that you have followed blindly, that is important. Another good question for figuring this out is, where do you experience embarrassment or guilt about the things you do? If you want to eat healthy, you value eating healthy, and you feel embarrassed when you don't, perhaps there is a principle there. Perhaps you feel some degree of principled around doing the things that you say, around following through with what matters to you. Because otherwise, you wouldn't feel that embarrassment or guilt. It would just be, oh, well, not a big deal. So the big takeaways here are pretty straightforward. There's a difference between values that we live by and guiding principles that support us in our day-to-day. Guiding principles are more permanent. They're harder to shift and therefore harder to create. But if we have a set of good guiding principles in our lives, making decisions regardless of the goals, regardless of age, regardless of any other factors, becomes significantly easier. So I encourage you to find, adapt, adopt, or create your own guided principles based on what is important to you. So I hope this is helpful. If it is, be sure to reach out to the podcast over on Instagram at Tiny Leaps. I'd love to connect with you there. Also, if you haven't yet, there's still plenty of time to get involved in the October Meditation Challenge. I'd love to have you involved at that. Just head over to Instagram for more information. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.